What is the meaning of love? You know what is my favorite moment with you? It is not when we're having a good time at a bar. It is not when I see you for the first time, nor is it during the fires of passion. My favorite moment with you is when we lock eyes with each other, just for the briefest of moments. Maybe in between jokes or at the end of a good story, and we look at each other deeply until one of us breaks eye contact. There is a famous proverb that says, "The eyes are the window to the soul." And I believe in it, for in that moment, we understand each other more deeply than words could ever express. We learn about each other's aspirations, desires, emotions, and fears, and it is so intense and confusing that none can hold such a gaze for long, even coming off as an awkward moment sometimes. Who would have guessed that from all the fancy words we have, a simple look would infer so many emotions? From that moment onwards, a seed is planted in our hearts. It yearns for more of this contact, and we feel it. When we are separated and feel genuine pain, actual physical pain that you cannot be with me and I with you, our minds wander from what we should be concentrating on to sweet daydreaming, planning our next meeting, or just remembering our moments together. But it is all worth it, for when we finally meet again, we are reinvigorated. The proverbial butterflies in the stomach, and stumble in words, feeling stupid for every little mistake, and prolong our time together for as long as possible. Another great moment is when we are together, in silence, maybe sitting at a park bench, on a car ride, or at a quiet place at a party, in deep silence, for there is no need for words. Once again, we understand each other, and in that moment, minds go blank, not because we can't think of nothing to say, but because there is no need. Those are moments of pure bliss, and the ever-present looming threat of the time makes itself noticeable, making these but fleeting moments. Maybe these moments come for us before our first kiss. Another great moment in our relationship. When our lips first touch, it is an unforgettable moment. To feel the softness and the warmth from you. The rough breathing and heavy pulse of the heart. And the mind-numbing bliss of that moment. And 4 minutes after all is happy and colorful. Even hours after we reluctantly part ways, we can swear that the raw feeling is still there. And even feel each other's scent, triggering a cascade of memories, making our hearts flutter with passion. After that, we need to be with each other as much as possible. Consequences be damned, every moment spent away from you is wasted breath. We find poor excuses to meet each other whenever possible, and we take blatant lies with a smile. After all, that proves that I want you, and that you also want me. To spend more nights gazing deeply at each other's souls, kissing our problems away and putting the bothersome world outside at a standstill. At that moment, all I care is right in front of me, and nothing else matters. At that point, you can feel it, the lust, but not one of carnal pleasure, like when you see someone beautiful, but a more pure, sweeter feeling. You don't want to feel pleasure. You want to give it away. You want to show all these sensations you feel for the perfect bundle of happiness in front of you in any way you can. But the body failed to transmit the sheer depth of your feelings, and tears might even waver at my eyes, because I can never fully show you the extension of my love. But then all is well, because I know that you feel the same way. It is a connection like no other, and I am honestly grateful that in the vastness and emptiness of reality, I could be here with you, experiencing this. If you stop to think of the infinity of events that happened before that and brought us to this moment, it would be surely maddening, and you would be sure that it is destiny. But I prefer to think that there is no such thing as destiny, for it makes this all the more special. For me, that is the meaning of love.